Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Well, good evening, and it is going to be a good life. We're here tonight on North State Now, where we're focusing on heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade. I'm your host this evening. You are listening live. We come to you every second Thursday of the month to talk about heroes in our community who are just really making a difference in the lives of those around us, not because they have to, not because they're told to, because simply it's just the right thing to do. And tonight we have two heroes that we actually focused on briefly early on in the show about a year ago. And their story is so just, it tugs at the heartstrings. And it is so impactful in our community that we asked them to come back because we wanted to have more of an in-depth kind of listen and just hear what the last year has done and then also what the future holds. And if you know anything, you know that Shasta Thrives is a local nonprofit here in Anderson that serves the North State, really. And tonight in the studio, we have Deanna Gallagher. She is one of the co-founders and director of Shasta Thrive. And then along with her is her amazing husband, Mike Gallagher, who's also co-founder and all around a master of the house. He, my understanding is he's the honeydew. He's the fixer. He's the step in when you need something. And he's a great voice for the organization as well. So welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us again.
You're welcome. So tonight what we want to do, Deanna and Mike, we were talking before we came on. We really want to kind of set the stage in this segment about what is Shasta Thrive and really how did you get founded? And I know people hear about it, but they hear bits and pieces, but your organization is so amazing. So I'm going to turn over the mic and just let you tell your story and your voice, and we'll go from there.
So should I start off? So real quick, and we're going to leave out so much of the story, but it really started back probably as early as 04, 05 when we were introduced to John Thompson with Reading Transformation. That really was the foundational piece that set the stage for us wanting to do something for the Lord, and he loves transformed cities, and so we began to learn a lot about that. And then in 08 or so, we founded South County Transformation, which we started with in Anderson because we were doing a lot of life in Anderson. We attended church there. Our kids were going down there to youth groups. We had most of our friends were living in Anderson. And so we spent a lot of time in there. And so our heart was there, even though we lived in Reading at the time. And so I'm going to fast forward quickly to we had a prayer breakfast in, I think, 08. It was early 08 when, and, you know, too big to fail and the market crash and all that stuff had happened. And we'd asked one of the principles is, you know, where does it hurt? Because needs are opportunities. When we look at transforming a city, we want to go where the pain is. And so we asked our police chief at the time, Dale Webb, where was the most pain, and one 4-square block area was generating about 80% of all the police calls there in Anderson, called the Bruce Street neighborhood. So we started to focus on that, did some outreach programs, and then was trying to get into the neighborhood, and then in 2011, through just a lot of I would say divine appointments and just dots being connected and things working in that timing that we all know about, we were able to purchase a home in those four blocks on Mantor, on the corner of Mantor and Albert Streets, in those four square blocks where all those police calls were being generated. And we created a community center, and we knew early on it was about life skills and getting to know the neighbors and creating relationships. We knew that we just needed to be there on a regular basis and keep showing up. I'm a big fan of outreach, but sometimes it doesn't create as much relationship that's required for real systemic change. Right. And so over the last however many years that is, do the math, so nine years, we've been in the neighborhood. Now we're about 200 days a year. We've seen just dramatic change. The violent crime, you know, 2 years ago at our fundraiser dinner at the Gaia, you know, our police chief testified that violent crime had dropped 63%. One of our most encouraging numbers, though, I would say, is that high school graduation numbers in that area went up 17%. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying we're taking all the credit for that, but we did play a role in that.
Absolutely.
You know, we got to see a part of that. And then my last, as I was sharing just before we came on the air, at our dinner recently, that our fundraiser dinner, one of the best testimonies I've heard yet is one of our officers, one of our sergeants at APD, unsolicited, just came and said, you know, there's just not a whole lot to do down there. Now this, I don't want this to sound wrong, but they're warriors and they're hunters. Cops are, you know, and I want them to stay that way. But he said, you know, if we just don't have much to do down there. If we want to go hunting, we'll go to Walmart parking lot, or we'll go to the couple other places, you know, that are a little more notorious, where just 5 years ago, you know, it was constant down there. And so they were pretty busy in the neighborhood. So we're really proud of that. I was reading some old notes. You know, we've come alongside of a lot of other folks who have served in that particular neighborhood. So we're very blessed in that and to be a part of that. That's a lot of history about Mantor House.
Right.
And then Shasta Thrive, we developed, and I'll let Deanna pick up the ball from there about and talk a little bit how we transitioned into Shasta Thrive and then some of the great things that have come out of that. So.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm thinking I'd like to add a little bit more to the how we got started story. In 2011, at that time, at the same time, public health had produced a survey showing that neighborhood as the second lowest life expectancy rate in California per capita. I know that's an interesting statistic, but it showed them that they needed to put some resources in that area.
Right.
And so at the same time as we were kind of moved to get going with something more sustainable, I was invited to a meeting where a community organizer was bringing together different groups, and I was able to say, well, we're in the middle of renovating a place, and we're just going to set up a community center, and you all are welcome to come and use it for anything that you need. And so, you know, on that day, kind of a collaborative was formed around that neighborhood, and
that's really
included
how change happens.
Right, community partners. So that's just key. We all can take pride in the changes in that neighborhood, but we also know deep down in our hearts that God did so much behind the scenes to make all that come about.
Absolutely.
And has been, you know, central in that whole effort.
Yeah. So, gosh, there's so much to the story. I can see how just from the foundation, we could spend the whole show on that easily, because this time went by so quickly already. We're going to take a commercial break in just a moment. But when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more. And then we also want to dive into the different programs that we have throughout the show. We're going to dive into how it's changing and shaping a community even more in depth, because really Shasta Thrive is so much more than you can say in an hour. So please stay with us. We're going to really get in depth when we come back. And tonight, I also want to say, shifting gears a little bit, we are proud to bring to you North State Now, our Heroes of the North State, by our local NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They are your new Kubota local dealer.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Pink Martini is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater with singer Chyna Forbes for their all-new holiday show. Pink Martini is a little bit of lounge, a little bit of Hollywood glam, and a whole lot of fun. Don't miss this chance to see them live at the Cascade December 18th. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Redding Civic Auditorium. The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and tonight you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on North State Now on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. So tonight in our studio, we have some amazing guests. It's Deanna Gallagher. She's the director and co-founder of Shasta Thrive, along with her Mike Gallagher, who is a co-founder of the Manter House and also serves on the city of Anderson City Council. And tonight, you know, we're talking about Shasta Thrives, and we're talking about their, you know, who they are and what the heart of their ministry is and really what their vision is. And I come across this vision statement that says creating thriving communities through empowering relationships. That's pretty impactful. Just that statement in itself.
Yeah, I love that statement. It still inspires me.
Yeah,
after
absolutely.
8 years. Yeah,
absolutely. How could you not? I mean, I think that's the whole premise of this show, where we're celebrating local heroes. And I found over a year ago when this show came around, was the idea driven from the car fire when you saw all these amazing people who just literally rose up and stepped out of their own comfort zone, what they normally wouldn't do, because they felt driven to do, because they felt empowered to do, and they knew it was the right thing to do.
Right.
And it kind of sprung the heart of the show. And then I ran across wonderful people like you, whom I've met in the past, and I had a huge respect for what you do. But the more I get to know you and the more that I see how it unfolds, no one truly knows what you do on a day-to-day. That is for sure. But, Deanna, why don't we go back and talk a little bit more about Shasta Thrive and just give us a little overview of what it is that you do for the community.
Sure. So what we've done is we've set up at least three programs. There's some minor areas out there that we do more along the lines of events. But the three core pieces are the Manter House. That's a faith-based community center right in the heart of that neighborhood that Mike was just talking about.
Okay.
And after years of listening to people's stories and just doing relationship and asking how can we engage, what can we do that is sustainable, and what are the best practices in working with people that are in pretty steep poverty, generational poverty, lacking quite a few life skills. You know, we can't overgeneralize. Yes. Every situation is unique. But there are some commonalities. So what we did was we gathered that information and started offering workshops. And the main workshop evolved into what is now today Future Story. And we published that about a year ago.
Right.
And it's a 15-week class. So that's a program that now stands on its own under Shasta Thrive. And it's being offered outside of Manter House as well. And then really just mentoring. And even though mentoring is included in the other pieces, this is where we're focused on really youth and adults. And we just see that need for intentionally developing ourselves as mentors and even coaches in a very informal, relaxed way, just really doing life on life. Mm-hmm. And what is amazing is that people are drawn to it, and I'm just surprised at the longevity of our volunteers as mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because it is so rewarding, it's so fulfilling, and the relationships run so deep.
Right.
It really feels like not just team, but community and even family, although anyone is welcome to come in and be a part of our family. But there's so much loneliness and isolation out there. The world is difficult. It's hard to do it alone. There's a lot of broken relationships in families and in neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So we're a place of grace. And so we're intentionally developing mentors to be people of grace, yeah, to be positive, if you will, even optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a central part of that, and then to give that away and to say, now you go do the same.
Right.
And that's now bringing transformation to their families and to their neighborhoods, because we're just intentionally saying, you can do this too.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we're developing you inside this community, but you can go out too. So mentoring just has to have its own place as a program.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's really easy as a community to look into the need of like a sub-community, like where Manter House is, and maybe pass a judgment out of fear or not understanding.
Right.
And so then when you have an opportunity to come in and you know, meet the two of you, and then you create Shasta Thrive, and then you have these programs that not only are changing the lives of those that maybe didn't have the same coping skills,
mm-hmm,
or life skills, or just the simple things that maybe those of us who have an opportunity to learn when we were young or
right.
children in a healthy
right.
environment. That we, it's easy, I don't want to put words in everyone's minds, but for my own self, I think it's easy to pass a judgment of like, why don't they know to go do this? Well, because they simply don't. They
and
were never
taught. They do have a lot of skills that you and I might not have.
That's exactly right.
You know, so they need to be recognized for all those survival skills that
yes.
they do have. But we would like them to more than survive. We would like them to thrive.
That's it right there.
One of the, if I can jump in, one of the cool things that Deanna in this a future story, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I don't say it perfectly, but it's one of the processes is taking some where you have some skills, use that to build up where you're weaker,
absolutely.
Where your skills are weaker. And you know, you don't have to be in poverty to
have them.
And then the other thing, and I think I shared this last time we spoke, Michelle, but one of the things that I had to learn coming from a very middle class, maybe a touch lower middle class, but you know, I never thought about a meal, always mm-hmm. had shoes on my feet. I never went to school hungry.
Yeah.
I never, unless I didn't want to eat the eggs that were on my plate. I got disciplined
yeah.
for that, you know, but those
your choices,
that was a choice I made, but
yeah.
never was there just not food. And then with all the, what we've learned so much through our community organizer and being connected with the, county, you know, a lot of folks are talking about ACEs, and I know we're going to be a little
yeah.
short on time, but when we look at and you spend enough time to create relationship, a safe place for folks, and you hear their backstory, mm-hmm. the judgment goes away pretty quick. It's something I've had to learn. I'm not saying I have it all figured out, but when you start hearing about the trauma that some folks have endured and the fact that they are doing life and they're not on the street, they actually
yes.
are maintaining an apartment, you know, they're the heroes, like, because
yeah.
we've heard some of those stories, and I'm not trading my troubles with any
no.
of them. I'm going to keep mine, and I'm going to try to cope with my,
that's,
honestly,
no, that's
like, this is,
correct.
And I think there's this, that's something, that's a dialogue I would like to shift.
Mm-hmm.
We look at the behaviors, and we don't know the backstories, and it's easy to pass a judgment. And Deanna's been so good at just loving and modeling loving very broken people.
Yeah.
And listening.
Right
and
where
being
at.
Able to listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I went a little long there on what I wanted to say, but just that, if I think that needs to shift a little bit in society, and I think we can do that, and
mm-hmm.
and it's happening. The beautiful part is we are,
it is happening,
as a group, as a society, are beginning to go, oh, there's some reasons behind that behavior that I just don't like, right?
Yeah. No, that's
so,
right.
Anyways.
Well, and it's proven every month when we come on this show, because there are heroes. No one likes that title, but that's really the big title. There are people who are creating change and making a difference. Deanna, you're one of them. You're sitting right here. Mike, you're one of them. Humble heroes that wouldn't want to do that on their own, that we want to shine a light on. And you're absolutely right, Mike, because a lot of those heroes are living in the neighborhood that you're serving and ministering to. And I have met many people who are outside of that neighborhood who are very upstanding people in the community as well, who probably have those backstories, or I know who have had those backstories, but they were connected with someone early on that helped shift their life path.
Yeah.
And that's why I love future stories. I'm reading
mm-hmm.
it, and I'm looking at the workbook, and it's literally like fill in the blanks to help mm-hmm. you get on the road path to a healthier life.
Right.
And I'm thinking, goodness, I wish I'd had some of that in my, you know, my teen life to
yeah.
prepare me for my young 20s and,
right.
and young parenting.
Right, right. It's
yeah.
an important skill to be able to think.
Yes.
Maybe reflect and then start to pull that together, and even writing down a goal,
yes.
the writing, the thinking about a goal, having a goal. It's life-changing to people who
mm-hmm.
have never really thought in terms of having goals.
That's true.
And there's a large part of our community that just doesn't think about goals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They just think about today.
Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you think, tell me if I'm wrong on this, would you find that in those goals? Sometimes it's simply, what am I going to do today? Like, to get you started?
You got to start somewhere. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, we are going to, unfortunately and fortunately, we're going to take another commercial break. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back and we're going to hear more about Shasta Thrive. We're going to hear more about their programs and what they offer our community and how they're just really shaping a culture. They're shaping a community and changing generations. I mean, it's generational bondage is what it is. Yeah. And when you come in and you find an avenue, a light, a place to go, the yellow house on the corner. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing stuff. So we'll be right back. I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to North State Now, where we're focusing on Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
A Cascade favorite holiday tradition, Thomasine's A Celtic Christmas, returns to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, December 21st, filled with Celtic singing, music, dancing, and stories. It's a night of joy, laughter, and the giving spirit of the season that is great for the whole family. Get tickets today at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and the lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Well, welcome back. I'm Michelle Slade. You are listening to Heroes of the North State. And tonight we have, if you're just joining us, Deanna Gallagher. She is a co-founder and director of Shasta Thrive. And along with her is Mike Gallagher, and he's a co-founder of the Mantor House and also serves on the City Council of Anderson. And, you know, we were also talking to Deanna. You're connected in the community as well in another service group. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, I'm currently serving for District 5 on the FAB, which is Public Health Advisory Board.
Fantastic. Yeah. So tell me, were these things that you did prior to Shasta Thrive, or were these a result from?
No, you know, definitely a result of, I think, both Mike getting involved in City Council and myself with public health. I just, I have such great respect for what they do and what they've brought to the community throughout Shasta County. I love to support them however I can.
You know, I love how you take a heart's a mission for wanting to change and shape and help a community where their pain is, where they're hurting the most, where it's affecting the community at its largest. But then looking inward, it's affecting them. If we are getting pain from it as a community, I can't imagine living in that pain every day in the community that you're trying to help. And so we were talking, you know, about core values and honoring them and civic leaders and groups that come in and help, and the language possibly that we choose and the way that we interact that to us might just be everyday language, but to someone who's living in that pain, it actually could be hurtful, I would think, if we're not choosing our words correctly.
I agree. I think one of the aspects that I've enjoyed the most has been developing the mentor training curriculum.
Yeah.
Because I see so much good that can happen with the right attitude. And what you're really talking about, Michelle, is exactly where it starts. It starts in the heart, and then what comes out of our mouth and the expressions on our face, the way somebody would lean in and listen instead of talk about themselves.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of us can easily, in a conversation, defer to your version of whatever was just said instead of, tell me more about that.
Yeah.
Draw the person out. This is countercultural to what they're experiencing a lot of times in their own family.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the people that we're working with are not employed, but we're trying to get them there, of course, and we have seen quite a few.
Well, and when I think about that, without taking up too much of your time to tell you a story, but when I think about that, it goes down to value. And I think we find value sometimes in what we do for a living instead of the value of the core person.
Right.
And the making a living is helping us pay the bills, but it doesn't define who we are. And we've kind of shifted away from, this is Joe, he's a great guy, he helped me build a blah, blah, blah. That's Joe because Joe does things because that's the right thing to do, and he's a good civic person, a good neighbor, a good friend, a good family member, not Joe the carpenter who builds something.
Right.
You know?
And even going a little deeper on that, a good read is Understanding a Framework of Poverty by Dr. Reba K. Payne. Hmm. And in that book, I learned that 4 out of 5 of all interactions in generational poverty are actually negative and demeaning.
Yeah.
And so that's why I say it's countercultural, because when they come into one of our workshops with mentors that are intentionally there to love and care for people and actively listen to people and pull their stories out of them, and then those stories are validated, their feelings are validated, that is so different than what they're used to, and it's actually proven that it heals past traumas.
Yes.
So this is actually what gets me excited is as many problems as there are in our society due to early childhood adverse experiences, trauma, it's actually pretty easy to see healing come through love, through creating safe places, through acceptance. Listening, acceptance, and just kind of Future Story puts a framework, and we have other workshops that put a framework to that, so it makes it easy for mentors to facilitate this. Mm. They're empowered to create this atmosphere.
So your workshops, you said they're 15, 16 weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So then with the workshops, they're going to come and they're doing a certain section in the Future Stories workbook. Uh-huh. With mentors who are then, you've got it kind of spelled out on step by step on how to change your life or create a better life for yourself if that's what you choose.
Yes.
And you don't have to try to make the blueprints up. It's basically like a life blueprint with a mentor to help you get through it.
That's right. And you actually could just get the book on Amazon. But I love the opportunity to provide the training so that we can make sure that grace is in the mix, that honor is in the mix, creating that safe dynamic, how to lead a small group. And it does stay small. Yeah. And then over time, you develop that bond and that trust that what's said here stays here. And then the healing happens as they share their stories.
Yeah.
That's not all there is to it. There's a lot of increased awareness. And, it, again, research shows that as people increase in their awareness, they're more willing to take ownership of it.
It's
and that's the empowering part. Then it's what is their goal.
Yeah.
And my friend Christine, friend and colleague Christine, who's that community organizer I mentioned, she just brought to the table, we're going to celebrate every small success. And so we built this little protocol where we literally cheer and clap whenever anybody took one small step forward that was intentional toward something they wanted to see change in their life.
It reminds me of, I'll use my own, like my grandsons, when they were first learning to walk or first learning to crawl, they first learned how to clap their hands. Like it was a party at our house. We were like, yay, good job. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's something to be said about that innocence of going back to learning something new.
Yeah. Oh, and I mean, we all love it, right? Mm-hmm. And as mentors, we're vulnerable. We share our goals, and then they're standing up cheering for us.
Oh, I love it.
You know, and I go home feeling better, right?
Because
who's doing that for me
these days? Exactly. You can call and cheer me on any day, and I'll do the same for you.
No, we need it.
That would be
we
wonderful.
Really need it.
We do. I
agree. Doesn't, right?
Encouragement. Mm-hmm. It's encouragement. And I talk about in the training a generous spirit, and we're not always generous with our compliments.
Yeah.
We have to do it intentionally.
Yeah, that's so true. So tell me, how does someone get signed up to come in? Do you have to sign up to come in and be part of this? What's the process?
So you can come in as a participant, or you can come in as somebody who wants to be trained. And we have both. So they can reach us at ShastaThrive@gmail.com. That's a great way to ask any questions. Just email us at ShastaThrive@gmail.com. And I mean, there is the phone number 530-365-6183 gets you that as well.
Okay, say that one more time a little
slower. 530-365-6183.
Okay, perfect.
And we'll get back to you. We have been offering the trainings about three times a year, and we have four teams going out right now. We have one ongoing at the Good News Rescue Mission.
Okay.
And Kelly Verhoog is just an extraordinary mentor and facilitator, teacher there. And she's got a small team that helps so that it can be personalized. And then, we've had a couple of lower income apartment complexes say, would you come and offer Future Story in our community room?
So they're being requested.
I think it's so exciting because it's really allowing us a way to expand on this space making thing that we're already doing at Mantor House, you know, how to welcome people in and create a comfortable atmosphere for sharing.
Hmm. So then do you ever do one-on-one? Is that something that's...
Yes. A lot of the one-on-ones are really happening organically out of just the groups.
Right. Someone connects.
I mean, we
mentorship.
Do a little bit of matching when we can, when yeah. that opportunity or that need arises, especially for the youth, we want to go in that direction. But we're even finding that the teens that we're working with are more comfortable in small groups with mentors.
Okay.
And so we're just literally Mantor House is a house. Our whole strategy has been to make it homey. Like
yes.
this would be, this is casting vision for what you want in your future, what you want your home to look like. Mm-hmm. And so the teens are actually cooking together in the kitchen, you know.
That's
and
wonderful.
Yeah. So we've just converted it to that.
Well, you know, I would love to hear more about that. We're going to take another commercial break. And tonight, the series is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They are your new local Kubota dealer. And you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on North State Now. And I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
A holiday favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, will be shown at the historic Cascade Theater on Monday, December 23rd. Pack up the family, grab some drinks and popcorn, and enjoy this classic on the big screen. An angel sent from heaven to help a frustrated businessman by showing him what life would be like if he never existed. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Welcome welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade. If you're just tuning in this evening, you're listening to Heroes of the North State right here on North State Now with KCNR Radio 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your home of Free Fire Media. So tonight we have guests in the studio, and I'll introduce them again, but I know you've been hanging with us the whole time. Deanna Gallagher, co-founder and director of Shasta Thrive. Mike Gallagher, co-founder of Manter House and the City of Anderson City Council member. And they are the founders of Shasta Thrive. It's a local nonprofit here in the area that have programs like Manter House, which we were talking about as a community center. Future Stories, which is a workshop program where you can come in and learn life skills over 16 weeks, 15 weeks. And by the end, you hopefully will have some coping skills that will just help you to have a better life. There's mentoring programs, so if you need that one-on-one mentoring, if you've got a heart for our community and you want to invest in people in a real way, this is a great way to get involved. If you need some mentoring, it is really okay to humble ourselves and admit when we don't know something. I think that's probably one of our hardest things as creatures. We just want to think that we know it, and we don't. None of us have it all together. And then they just do so much in our community. We've been talking for almost an hour now about all the ways that they've served our community. But I want to kind of turn it back to Diana and Mike and say, is there anything that we maybe have missed that you would like to make sure we get in for this show? And then also talk about funding and how our community can help support you.
What have we missed?
I know. I don't know. Maybe missed is the wrong word because we've covered so much.
I guess, you know, just sharing from my heart what keeps me going.
Yeah.
Is it's amazing to see the whole person growing.
Yes.
And, you know, I think the first year that we were engaging the community this way, it was a pretty dark place. There was a lot of sadness. I think I cried for the first year a lot.
Yeah.
But then the hope came in because I realized as we stuck with it and as we grew a team that really engaged and provided loving accountability, but just support, I could see people making changes and actually working at things in their life. So they went from stagnant, stuck,
yes,
always on the brink of maybe even going homeless,
yeah,
always on the brink of that, you know,
yeah,
a few bad choices and you're there pretty quick, to actually moving forward.
Yeah.
And Future Story does teach budgeting, if you will. We call it spending, mm-hmm, spending plans. And so planning is a key part. And planning actually brings hope. Goals,
yes,
actually increase hope, that there's a psychology there. And so love.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, our volunteers are all released to share their faith.
Yeah.
And give that away as the undergirding coping skill. So, you know, a lot of the anxiety turns to substance abuse.
Yeah.
Because we just don't want to deal with that pain. But when you learn the skill, if you will, of actually trusting God with things very specifically,
mm-hmm,
or maybe you learn the skill of forgiving somebody or receiving forgiveness for, mm-hmm, yourself, those things really create space for the growth. And
yeah,
then there's a hunger for the growth, and then there's no stopping them.
Yeah.
They're just...
Well, and I think when you, yeah, break down with a series of bad choices or a series of choices, maybe they weren't even your own. Maybe they were someone else's, and now, mm-hmm, you're
right,
part of that whole,
right,
dynamic.
That's right.
It creates, what I've seen, it creates some kind of a shame bondage or,
yeah,
barrier,
yeah,
where it could just be... you know, the substance abuse, you think,
yeah,
you're coping. I got to have that because I got to cope. I can't deal,
yeah,
with. But then the shame that comes with that, and you,
right,
and you start breaking that down, and,
mm-hmm,
you can get down to the real person,
mm-hmm,
and they start seeing value.
Right.
And I think that's what, when I think of what you do as a ministry,
mm-hmm,
is really what draws me to want to help and support.
Yeah. Thank you. Relationship is the original design.
Absolutely.
You know, and so many of the problems in our society are because of broken relationships.
Yeah,
and so we're really representing this is what it could look like. Like, you too can love and encourage the next person, but we'll start with me just loving and encouraging you today.
Yeah. Well, it's the pebble in, I've said this before, mm-hmm. it's the pebble in the pond, the ripple effect that you're creating. We were talking before the show. I think when the real fruit, you're seeing fruit now, but when the real fruit is going to show up, it's going to be in generations.
Yeah.
And you may never even get to see it. I'm sorry to say the full benefit of that.
That's right. And we also can't control it either. And there's a faith piece in there as well that you do the best. You don't always understand all the factors that are involved.
That's true.
But
so with this, shifting gears a little bit, you're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
There's funding involved. It takes money to run a nonprofit.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes people just with a heart like your own who are willing to help make that happen. I know that you do it on a shoestring. And the amount that you do, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I know it's self-funded a lot of times with the two of you, and you're humble. You won't say that, so I'll put that out to our community. There's no paychecks going your direction.
Not
it's
at all.
Going the other direction.
That's right.
Into the ministry.
We're donors like the rest of us.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you bought Manter House, and you gift it to the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how many people buy a home in a neighborhood and remodel it and transform it and outfit it and invite strangers in and then keep paying to do that?
Kind of sounds crazy.
It's crazy good, though. I'm glad you're doing it. So what I'd like to do, just as someone on the outside of the organization, is really ask our community during this time of giving, this season of the holidays, and also throughout the year, I really would just like to encourage you to think of Manter House, think of Shasta Thrives as a whole, and how you can get involved and how maybe that's monetarily. I know you could really use that. And, you know, $5, $10, there's donors out there that can give monthly gifts and support you. If you want to call and say, I can give $20 a month, I can do $100 a month, that will go a very, very long way when you're trying to figure out how you're going to feed the next group of people who come through who are there for whatever meeting, the coffees, the pastries, the things that set that home environment, to open people up to be able to share so that you can mentor them.
Right, yeah. Right.
So
a key thing for me is to have a little bit of staff, you know, to coordinate all those volunteers and all those workshops and even fundraisers that we need to do. And there's a lot of things that need to be done.
So then my old development hat, you know, because I used to work with nonprofits here in our community. I just like to champion people. If you're a corporation and you're out there and you're thinking, how can I give this holiday season? Or let's just say it how it is. Maybe you just need a write-off on your tax return and there's a way that you can help. This is a great organization to get behind, and it doesn't have to be a set dollar amount. So think about how much you could do, and just bless them this holiday season. That would be wonderful. And this is coming from me, not from Deanna and Mike, but I just feel strongly that I think that I know there are people out in our community who can help and see the value in it, and I'm just hoping that they will respond.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My pleasure. And I saw the light flash. That means Jared's telling us to wrap it up. But tonight, if you're just tuning in again, it's Shasta Thrives. Go to ShastaThrive.org or go to Facebook and like them. Find them with Shasta Thrive. Follow them. See what their heart and their ministry is. Remember, they do Manter House, which is a community center, Future Stories Workshops, which teaches life skills, just our everyday life skills. Mentoring programs that help strengthen families. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Looking Cool for School. We didn't talk a lot about that, but that's a great program. I can only imagine putting on your new outfit and going to school and feeling empowered that day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So got about 30 seconds. Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I was reading some notes that, you know, it's really a group of people coming together for collective impact and, you know, relationships heal. We all need them, and bringing the light of Christ to a community has had a really profound effect, not just for Four Square Blocks, but across the city. So just want to say thanks, Michelle, for all your encouragement and having us here. And
Thank you so much for
You're welcome. Thank you, Deanna. Thank you, Mike. You're watching Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR. I'm Michelle Slade. Tune in next month on the second Thursday of the month where we are sponsored by NorCal Rental and Equipment, your local, new local Kubota dealer. We'll see you next month and have a Merry Christmas.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading, by Shasta Regional Medical Center.